Hot 105, with us this morning from the Black Nurses Association, we have the president, Dr. Linda Brown. Welcome to Hot 105. How are you doing today?
Just great, and thank you so much for having us.
You're quite welcome. And also with us this morning from Professionals Sharing with a Purpose, we have the CEO, Bridget McKinney. How are you today?
Good morning, Rodney. I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for asking.
Both of your organizations have gotten together to combat violence in our community, and you have a Unity Prayer Breakfast.
This prayer breakfast is a part of a national initiative that was called by the National Black Nurses Association to curb and to discuss the epidemic of violence in American and African American communities across the country.
And this Unity Prayer Breakfast takes place
on March 5th, 2016 at the Betty T. Ferguson Center that's located 3000 Northwest 199th Street in Miami Gardens.
We have a call to action, and this call to action, of course, is based on the White House also executive action to reduce this gun violence and make our communities safer. So what we plan to do is look at how we can get guns out of our community. We're starting out first with the Unity Prayer Breakfast, which supports the victims and families of gun violence by providing financial support and counseling services. We also are looking to support those areas and those businesses that are doing things already, such as the 5,000 role models. We are asking them through a challenge to increase their entry level to grades 1 through 3. Currently, they start at 4th grade.
Now, after the breakfast, you're going to have a panel discussion, and you have some excellent panelists.
The highlight of the panels that are going to be at this symposium, Dr. Steve Gallen. We have Chief Ian Moffitt. We have Chief Brooklyn from the Miami Gardens Police Department. We also have Reverend Lavelle Martin and John Ingraham. Miami State Attorney Catherine Fernandez-Rundle will be on the panel, and also Tangela Sears and D.C. Clark.
And what's the cost for this breakfast and symposium?
We're asking people to donate $30, and those proceeds, again, will go towards supporting those agencies that are working in our community with our youth, such as the 5,000 role models. We also plan to support the hotline that calls in these tips. Increasing that amount, we're hoping that it would encourage more people to speak up and speak out. And lastly, it's also going towards supporting the counseling sessions for the victims and their families of gun violence.
The breakfast is from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then you have that symposium with your panel from 9 to noon. If we'd like more information, what's the contact number?
We have two ways. You can call 754-400-1441. That is 754-400-1441. Or you can actually go online to www.bna-miami.org, and you can also get information further for this event and purchase those tickets for this event.
And you'd like to thank a couple of your partners.
We would like to also give a special thank you to Councilman David Williams of Miami Gardens, who is also co-sponsoring this event, providing us with all the facilities and all of the services we need to make this happen, to unite our community against this violence and break the silence to end violence.
It is a Unity Prayer Breakfast happening at the Betty T. Ferguson Community Center. With us this morning, we have the president of the Black Nurses Association, Dr. Linda Brown, as well as the president and CEO of Professionals Sharing with a Purpose, Bridget McKinney. And much success Saturday morning. Thank you both.
Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you so much for having us.